Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to my beautiful planet Earth. I want to welcome you to It's All About You, the radio program that is celebrating life, prosperity, and unlimited potential. And I'm your host, I'm Darian Marshall, and I'm just so glad to be with you today. As you know, Monday is one of my favorite days of the week because I get the chance to do the show and share some exciting information with the world. And today, my guest is Mark Allen, and he is author of the book, Tantra for the West, A Direct Path to Dealing the Life of Your Dreams. And I want to welcome Mark right to the show, and let's get right on into our interview. Hi, Mark. How are you today?
Hi, Darian. I'm fine, thanks.
Oh, great. I'm so glad you were able to join. I had a little glitch with my computer, so I was starting a little late, but it's all wonderful and great. Yep. Congratulations on your new book.
Thank you.
Thank you. How many books now do you have? You have quite a few.
I've got about, I think, 15 in print or something.
Oh, wow. Have you lost track?
I've lost track, and it depends on how you count it.
The one book I really, one of my favorites, I think it's called The Greatest Secret.
Yes, The Greatest Secret of All.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah, I have it on recording. Mm. Well, now your new one is called Tantra for the West, A Direct Path to Living the Life of Your Dreams. Now, exactly what is the meaning of the word Tantra? Every time I hear it, I get an image in my head. So what
right.
is it?
And I know what the image is, because anyone in the West who hears Tantra, they usually think sex. Oh,
right,
it's sex
right.
with
exactly.
some kind of mysticism thrown. Yeah, it's funny to me. It's actually pretty humorous that it happened that way, because if you go to the East and study the tantric traditions or tantra, it's totally different. It includes everything. It's the path that includes everything. So, yes, it includes sex,
mm-hmm.
but it also includes every other minute of our lives.
Oh, you know? Nice. So why is it so important to us now, especially in the West?
Well, I think it's great therapy. Mm. I think that's what we're all looking for, is some kind of powerful tools that really will, you know, give us. I love how you started your show, Life, Prosperity, Unlimited Potential. Mm. Yes, yes, yes. That's what we really want to discover, that unlimited potential. And part of us intuitively knows there's tools. We have the tools. We have the capability. How do we really do that?
Mm.
And I know in my early 20s, I really went on a quest. I felt a lot of anxiety. I felt on this roller coaster. And I ended up going into a Zen center for 6 months and studying Zen Buddhism. Mm. And then I wandered out and around. And then I ended up at a Tibetan center studying Tibetan Buddhism, which they call Tibetan Tantric Buddhism, the path of Tantra. And I was there 3.5 years. Mm. And then I spent the next 4 years wandering around trying to apply what I learned in the last 4 years, those 4 years of studying this path of Tantra. What is this Tantra? And over 4 years, I finally started to translate it, first just totally to myself. Mm-hmm. It started as a poem, Note to Myself, that just went, don't forget the sadness, don't mm-hmm. forget the suffering, don't forget the pain. Through them, we grow into true understanding of our way.
Beautiful. Wow. That's powerful stuff.
It just led to a pile of notes that led to this course where I've adapted the teachings, what I got from studying Tantric Buddhism. I adapted it to America Today. There's no exercise in there that takes more than 10 minutes. Most of them are like 3 minutes, very short, because I'm very undisciplined.
Yeah. Oh, I
and I
remember.
I need to short, simple things throughout the day.
Aren't you the lazy millionaire? I think
yes. I'm a type Z lazy. Like, I love doing this on a Monday because I have no plans on Monday, no plans whatsoever, except to have this talk with you. But other than that, my day is wide open because it's a Monday.
What? How is it? Not that popped up. How is it that a person says that they're lazy ends up with such an amazing career and life that you have? I'm confused with that.
It all started as an experiment the day I turned 30. Mm-hmm. I literally paced up and down in my slum apartment room in Oakland, California,
mm-hmm.
that I was scrounging to get the rent, a word we used all the time, scrounging to get $65 a month together. And I turned 30, and I woke up in a state of shock. Oh, what do I want to do with my life? And I pondered, I paced, and I ended up coming to this thought. I said, I'm going to look at my life as an experiment. Mm-hmm. I'd heard of this guy, Buckminster Fuller, and he'd use that word, an experiment for his life.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to experiment. I'm going to go for the life of my dreams. This ideal scene, I wrote down my ideal scene, even though I was totally overwhelmed with doubts and fears, and I wrote them down. And I realized my dream was really to be lazy. I'd been a musician and an actor, and I liked those hours.
Mm-hmm.
You never do anything before 1 in the afternoon, ever. And that's nice to me, so you can sleep in, da-da-da-da. You know, 1, 1:32, that's time to get going. So that became my dream. That became my experiment. I said, I want to see if I can do this, really create success in the world, but do it in a completely lazy way. And doubts and fears said, impossible, can't, you know. And I said, well, let me experiment. They said, it won't work. I said, look, if it doesn't work, I won't be any worse off than I am right now. I was broke. I had no job, no family money, no income other than what I came up with, and I was coming up with very little.
Mm.
So even my doubts and fears said, well, yeah, you can't get much worse.
Right.
So I said, give me a year or two to try this experiment. Go for my dreams, but in my own lazy way.
Mm.
And it started working. I've never put more than, I usually put maybe 20, 25 hours into my company. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday afternoon, and usually Friday afternoon.
No kidding.
But that's it. And I've built a wonderfully successful company.
Yes. Now the
I found the tools are easy because it's all internal.
Mm-hmm.
I found all the work is internal. Everything we're doing to unlock our unlimited potential is internal.
Mm-hmm.
The outside stuff is simple. Once you get the inside right, the outside just takes care of itself, to quote Eckhart Tolle.
Yeah. Knowing the knowledge of Tantra, did that play a big part in that?
Well, yeah, it became my path through my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
This original book I actually wrote and published in my mid-30s, so it was over 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it did well. It got out there. And then it declined over the years, and I kept having requests for it, so I totally revised and rewrote every page and just put it out again.
Oh, yeah. You know, in your new edition, if I can just read it, you say, any activity whatsoever, if gone into deeply enough, leads to ultimate understanding, freedom, and peace. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yeah, that one phrase you zeroed in on sums up the path of Tantra, you could say.
Mm.
My Tibetan teacher, the Tantric Buddhist, put it this way. He told this story once that I often reflected on and finally realized, oh, that explains what this is all about. He says, we're all on a winding path up the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And across the path, patches of poison will grow. And in Tibetan, the word for poison is the same as the word for so-called negative emotions, anger, fear, greed, envy. They're called poisons. And there's poisons growing across our path. And the monk or the nun comes up the path, and they see the poison and immediately go the other way. And that's a perfect, wonderful path for them. But completely avoid that poison, go the other way. Find another path, that's their path.
Mm-hmm.
Then the awakening being comes up the path, the bodhisattva, he called them. The awakening being comes up their path, sees the poison, and plows through it and goes on up the path of their spiritual practice toward awakening. Then the tantric yogi comes up the path, the person that practices tantra. And he comes up the path, he or she comes to the poison, sees it, and dives right into the center of the poison, even though it apparently takes them off their path. I thought about that for many months and thought, yes, that's the practice that they're doing. It's a 24/7 practice, 24 hours a day. It's whatever's arising for you this moment, that's your practice. So if it is anger or fear or resentment or frustration, great, get into that. What actually is it? What is going on with you? And that's the path of Tantra.
In your book, well, I'm talking with Mark Allen. He's the author of the book Tantra for the West, A Direct Path to Living the Life of Your Dreams. You have chapters on just about every area of life. I mean, you know, work,
yeah.
Money, sex, being alone, politics, everything. How do the practices of Tantra affect these? Well, matter of fact, let's just pick money. I know we don't have a lot of time right now to consider them all, but we're always talking about money.
Yeah. Let's pick money. And it is the same as every other path.
Mm.
It's just realizing when we look at money, what we really need to do is just the inner work necessary to see, to really look at what are our beliefs about money? What right now do we believe? What are those deep underlying beliefs about money? And get them all out there. Put them all out on a big blackboard or a big sheet of paper. Or we covered a whole wall one time with beliefs about money.
Mm.
Oh, well, maybe money really is the root of all evil. I mean, money doesn't grow on trees. Money, get all this stuff, the good, the bad, and the ugly about money out there. And then realize this, when you look at all those beliefs are not true in themselves at all. There are many people that have very different beliefs about money and everything else. But those beliefs come true in our lives if we believe them.
Mm-hmm.
If we buy into this belief that the world is a tough place to live, it's really hard. Life is a struggle. You know, there's not enough. I don't have enough. I need something else. I need something more. If you get into that belief, that becomes your entire reality. And you can change those beliefs. You can change them with affirmations. So the second big chapter after I introduced Tantra is all about affirmations. That's what I've learned from the path of Tantra and Christian paths and every other path that uses them, that affirmations are incredibly powerful and will, in fact, create new beliefs eventually. They'll replace old beliefs with new beliefs, much more powerful beliefs, like, I am enough. I have everything I need to enjoy my here and now. I live in an abundant world. I can even create all the wealth I need.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start affirming that. I hit my financial low, and this kind of sums it up. I realized when I hit my financial low, I'd started a company, it just about went bankrupt. I was $65,000 in credit card debt.
Mm.
I'd put into the company, and this was the early 80s, so it was like a lot more. And my company was on the verge of bankruptcy, and it was just, you know, one disaster after another. And I was driving down the freeway one day, and I, on my way to the bank to get a cash advance from a new credit card and get deeper in debt. And I realized I was filled with all this anxiety. And I thought, okay, that is the path of Tantra. If you're feeling anxiety right now, get into that. What is this anxiety?
Mm-hmm.
And I got into it, and I said, I'm telling myself, I'm literally saying, you're a fool with money, you're out of control, you just don't understand. It's so hard. Some people know how to make money, others don't. You don't, obviously, because you're on the verge of bankruptcy.
Right.
And I was yelling at myself. I was telling myself that.
Mm.
Once I realized that, I said, okay, what's my belief underlying there? What's my belief in the simplest words possible? I came up with, I'm a fool with money, and I'm out of control.
Mm-hmm.
That was this. Once I nailed that belief, I believed I was a fool with money, out of control. That was my belief. That was my deep underlying belief, that, and that's why I was broke. It makes perfect sense.
Wow.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Once I nailed that, I said, okay, what affirmation can I find that feels good to me that's exactly the opposite? And I came up with, I am sensible and in control of my finances. I am creating total financial success in an easy and relaxed manner, a healthy and positive way.
Mm.
I literally pulled over from on the shoulder of the freeway, and I wrote it down because I did not want to forget it. I put it up 5 different places. I carried it around with me. I kept saying it every time anxiety would arise. And within a few months, my whole financial situation turned around. And in an easy and relaxed manner, a healthy and positive way, I've been wonderfully abundant ever since.
Wonderful. You know, Anouk, I'm a big fan of your work and your company. Most of my guests are from your company. That easy and relaxed manner, that seems to be a big thing with you. I know you say that a lot of different, your different writings. Why were you were really pushing that, I noticed. Why?
Well, it's a powerful... It's a powerful thing to do. It's a powerful practice to just find any words, whether you call it an affirmation or even a prayer or a chant or a mantra or even a song, a children's song. It can be so many things, a little jingle. Whatever words you repeat to yourself are powerful, powerful. Mm. And just finding the right thing. I just ran into an old friend I hadn't seen in 40 years since she was a teenager. And she told me she wandered around in her 20s and then found Creative Visualization, a book I'd published, and came up with this beautiful affirmation. I do wonderful work in a wonderful way with wonderful people for wonderful pay. That's what she started saying over and over and over and over. I do wonderful. She had no job. She didn't know what to do.
Right.
She started saying, I do wonderful work in a wonderful way with wonderful people for wonderful pay. And sure enough, she started getting these ideas, and she thought, she'd open up her own place, sort of a boutique, and she opened up a place, and it turned into a bar that had all these beers from all over the world, and she created this really nice community scene, and she said, for 30 years, I've done wonderful work in a wonderful way with wonderful people for wonderful pay.
Awesome. Awesome. And is she practicing Tantra without realizing it?
Yeah, I would say that's Tantra. And, that word, it really, you can use it or not. My last book was called The Magical Path. I said, you can call it magic, or you can call it you can call it creative visualization.
Mm-hmm.
You can call it strategic planning if you have more of a business mind.
Right.
You can call it whatever you will. And I do like the word Tantra because it means... to me, it means every moment of your life is your spiritual practice. If you get into anything deep enough, you will make incredible discoveries. And the other piece of that I got at the Tibetan Center was this simple idea that's transformative when you think about it. And that is, the Tibetan teacher said to me, everything has outer, inner, and secret levels of being. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Buddhism is actually very scientific.
Mm-hmm.
Buddha's last words were, don't accept a word I say because I say it, but take it in and test it with your own experience and make sure it's true for you. So they said there's outer, inner, and secret levels of everything. And once you get into the inner deeply enough of anything, and that includes any feeling, that includes any object, that includes our own bodies, our own lives, it has an outer form, and then you get into the inner form of it, and that inner leads to the secret. And say, for example, look at our bodies. Our outer form we easily see. We're a certain size, color of hair, and blah, 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 certain weight. The things we see from outer appearance. Then inner, we look at our bodies. We're this amazing collection of organs pumping blood, and we have lots of muscle and bone, blah, blah, blah. And we go more deeply into the inner. Well, we're really composed of like a trillions of cells, all working together in this amazing harmony, and you go more deeply into the inner, and it leads to the secret. And that's what science has discovered in the 20th century. Scientists became totally metaphysical, you could say, as they discovered that, these cells are composed of atoms, composed of subatomic particles. Well, no, they're not really particles. They're open space. Saying the same things the Buddhists have chanted for 25 years, form is emptiness, emptiness is form. You get into the space of everything, including every feeling. We're all one quantum field. We really are all connected on a quantum field. We're these vast beings, and our thoughts and feelings are just these little things that float across the surface.
Yes. beautiful. Oh my goodness, my head is spinning. I've gotten so much good stuff. I can't wait to play this back.
Oh, great.
But you know, we're at the end of our show. I tell you, that time flew by so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh wow. And I'm just loving this book. I am in the middle of it now. I read a little bit every morning as part of my morning practice. So.
Great.
I love it.
It's a good way to do it, a little piece at a time.
Yeah. You know, I kind of have that. Can't get too much at once. I'll get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So just a little bit here and there always works.
Yeah, me too. That's what I do with all my good books. Good books.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Well, Mark Allen, thanks so much for being on the show again. As always, it's always a lot of fun.
Well, thank you, Darian. Thank you for being you, and thank you for all you do. I really enjoy your show.
Oh, terrific. Well, you've been listening to It's All About You, the radio program. Excuse me. The radio program that is celebrating life, prosperity, and unlimited potential. And I'm your host, Darian Marshall. And my guest today was Mark Allen, author of the book, Tantra for the West, A Direct Path to Living the Life of Your Dreams. And I look forward to being with you next week. And so it is. So it is.